Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, plus Red Fox and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
It's time for Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Right, this is Ian St. Ian. Welcome to Rock Minute. Rock Minute is sponsored by Gibson and Marshall. If you don't play Gibson and Marshall, you're a wanker. Right, today I've got a very special guest. I'm really excited. This guy made an album that sold more than just about any other album of the 1970s. Let's bring him out here. He's one of my biggest guitar heroes, Mr. Peter Frampton.
All right.
Wow.
That's great, Peter. No need to thank me. Thank you for coming on. Talking mouth. Hey, can you say right, rock and roll? Right, that's great, Peter. All right, you can just go ahead and take that out of your mouth now. We can just chat normally as we would on the show. What do you mean you don't want to? It's my bloody show. You can take it out of your mouth. Hey, you can't say that on the radio. You're going to get me in trouble with the FCC now. Take that bloody thing out. All right, look, Frampton, I'm not kidding. Get that thing out of there right now. No, I'm not a wanker. You're a wanker. Saying that. I'm not kidding, Peter. Stop saying I'm a wanker. You stop it. All right. You washed up piece of shit. Get the hell out of my studio. Jeez, come in here. What about you? Get out of here, worthless bastard.
This has been Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Oh, the best.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I think we're going to do a second Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Oh, we are?
Today, just to see if we can...
What did we do wrong?
Some might say it's the first.
Yes, I think so.
I didn't write that one.
Willie
Ryan, don't punish us.
Eddie likes my jokes.
Well,
yeah,
if that's the way you're going to be, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let's just stop the show.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Mm. Ace Cosby. Joke of the day.
What would happen if snakes swam across the Atlantic?
Yeah, this is fascinating. I don't know. What would happen?
They would make history.
They would.
They would make history.
What's funny? See, what's funny is the fact that he chose to do it.
Well, that brings us to a story.
Well, first of all, there's Christy Lee. She's in the newsroom. Josh, of course, in the brand new orangeinsoles.com.
That's right.
Super comfortable on your feet, although you are sitting right now. This is Tom. That's Patty G and Willie G right there. And it's the phone.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Well, hi, Donnie.
Good morning, Donnie.
Well, did I have one hell of a weekend?
What happened?
My great uncle Clarence, you know, he's been staying at my house.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He got into a fist fight yesterday.
With whom?
There's more of a slap fight. Like, his one hand still can't make a fist after the infamous suppository incident of 07. Which is still the same thing I left my hot Aunt Gretchen with a glass eye. So, anyways, he's like 85 years old. He got into it with the old man who lives in Kitty Corner across the street.
Is that Kitty Corner?
I think it's Kitty Corner. It's across the...
Well, anyways, this dude's even older than my Uncle Clarence.
Wow.
And I know he's over 90 because a few years back, a neighborhood threw a Four Loko party for him. We all drank Four Loko, got so drunk, we tried to find the old man a hooker, you know? Didn't even plan it. Just did it like sperm of the moment. And we were lucky that day, too, because usually you can't find a hooker. It's on the clock before 6 p.m. on a weekday.
Really?
Well, he also fell asleep halfway through the encounter, Tom.
Oh, that's a shame.
And it didn't matter, though, because the damn hooker still charged us market price for the entire 20 minutes.
It wasn't her fault.
Then my idiot cousin Lonnie wanted to finish the job, you know?
Okay.
So he ends up in Vegas with the skank 2 days later.
Wow.
Swear to God. Long story, I'll tell you later. Put it this way. You can't get enough money out of an ATM machine to post bail.
Oh, well, good to know. Could you go back to your Uncle Clarence getting into a fist fight with the old man? Yeah. What happened?
Well, I wouldn't say that they were friends to start with, Tom, but they both enjoy a day drink.
Okay.
And the fight was basically a misunderstanding. Like, Uncle Clarence's chihuahua started humping the neighbor's lawn gnome. Uh-huh. Anyways, they got to pushing and shoving, and the other man across the street threatened to knock Uncle Clarence's teeth out.
Ooh,
wow.
And I thought, hell, Clarence's going to have to go get them first because they're in a jar by the toaster oven. It's going to take forever. I didn't know what to do. I knew if that fight went to the ground, neither one of them would get back up on their own. But there they were, right in the driveway, hollering each other, shoving a little. I had to get between them, you know. They look like Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmons in that Dirty Rotten Scoundrels movie. Wow. Remember?
Wrong cast.
Did you ever break up a fight between two senior citizens, Tom?
No, I have not.
Well, keep your head on a swivel. You can catch a cane or a tennis ball walker right to the face. It's tricky. You laugh. You don't reason with old men neither.
No.
They're already mad all the time to begin with, so what you do is distract them. Just wait till one falls asleep. It was yesterday. I stood there like 3 minutes until they both forgot why they were bowed up in the first place.
Oh, sure.
So, I'd better run. I'm out of minutes on my phone card. I got to go to the gas station and get reloaded for March.
Okay, good. Good to know. Thank you very much. Ace just had a commentary about the world of snakes.
Yes.
Christy, you weighed in with, you have a snake story?
I do. Florida is moving to restrict the possession of 16 exotic reptiles, including pythons and iguanas. The invasive reptiles have wreaked havoc in the Everglades and across the state, with, of course, Burmese pythons having been especially destructive to native wildlife. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission voted Thursday to move the animals to a prohibited list, meaning the reptiles can only be brought to Florida for exhibitions such as a zoo or at a research facility. Once the rule takes effect, pet owners and others who have these species will have 180 days to ensure
them in the Everglades.
Yeah, no kidding.
The creatures come into compliance with outdoor caging rules. The rules do not require anyone, though, to give up their pets. So, yeah.
So okay. This will do absolutely nothing.
Well, it will stop new pet ownership of those, right?
Right.
Okay. So the other people are kind of grandfathered in. They just have to have the correct...
There'll be a bootleg market, whatever you call it.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just go after the guys with mullets.
You want to see?
I think you're stereotyping.
Probable cause.
Is that what you're doing?
Josh, when you had a mullet, is that when you had your snake?
No, I never had a mullet, but I did have a snake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You never had a mullet?
No. I had a rat tail when I was a kid.
I'm pretty sure I had a mullet. I mean, it was
oh, you did?
It's an accidental mm-hmm. mullet.
Sure. It was
kind of like Seinfeld's mullet.
Right, right. Yeah. It was just kind of the...
Yeah, it just kind of happened.
No, I never did. But when I had a snake...
Yeah?
What was the question?
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Let me ask you this. Did you have a girlfriend when you had a snake?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Was she comfortable being in the same room as the snake?
Yeah, she was fine with being in the same room. She didn't like when I would feed it. So.
And we're not talking about your pet, the snake.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Comfortable in a room with the snake.
What type of snake did you have?
Dip it in milk, say I'm loading it.
What?
Is that an old joke or something?
No.
That is funny.
If I would have said that, you... All right.
Decorum. Decorum.
No, I was just going to ask. I assume you feed the little critters. You feed it like mice and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Little mice. She would call me a monster whenever I would do that.
Was it a ball python?
It was.
Oh, those are cute.
Yeah, it was sweet. I like
cute.
It.
They are
cute.
Yeah.
Well, you're opening it up to anything, huh, Christy?
Is that where we're going?
I don't mind snakes.
Considering snakes cute.
How about spiders? You like spiders?
They don't bother me.
I don't like spiders
and snakes.
I did read something. I forget. I don't have it. Did you remember the article, Christy, about the guys that are on the various social media dating sites? That if they're holding a snake, it something like only 2% of the
women. Oh, well, I'm sure. Yeah, that's an instant swipe left.
But as Chick pointed out,
or right, or whichever way you go.
Isn't this closing the barn door a little late?
Yeah.
Aren't there hundreds of thousands of these creatures in the Everglades already running around? I don't know. So, I don't know. There'll be a huge underground thing for these ridiculous animals for people.
I'm still trying to talk my brothers into going python hunting.
Yeah, what does it pay?
Boy, oh boy. Depending on the size of the snake, you can get $400-$500 per snake.
Oof.
Yeah.
So you like, go into the Everglades and...
Yep.
From the DNR?
You catch these snakes.
Where do you get your
How do you catch them?
The state of Florida pays you, yeah.
Yeah. You can kill them, and then but you want to try to kill them in humane way as possible.
You probably get extra if there's a mama and she's pregnant.
I bet. Mm. Yeah.
That seems cruel. Oh, my goodness. You get extra?
Oh, sure.
Well, Willie, you don't want these things to...
Oh, no, trust me, I get it. I
understand that it's cruel, but there's a point where you have
to... No, sure, I don't like snakes, but wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll get bit, I have no doubt.
A coyote is recovering at a Florida sanctuary after rescuers spent days searching for the animal to remove a giant plastic tub that was stuck over its head.
Well, he was trying to catch the roadrunner with it.
Roadrunner. Coyote's after you.
The tub in his head has the word acme.
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of this little guy?
No, rescuers said the tub was preventing the coyote from eating or drinking, and it appeared to have difficulty breathing. Aw. It was removed from around the animal's neck, and the coyote was taken to the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary, where the coyote is recovering.
They named it a Bush Sanctuary.
Like Bush Gardens.
Oh, the coyote was cool to say. I still can't believe it's not butter.
It was that. It was that sort of tub, huh?
Butter tub.
A butter tub.
We keep getting these. These critters who get their heads stuck. Remember the one that was stuck in the tire, and the tire.
Yes,
the tire
had a lot
was around
of them.
The tire.
Maybe we should.
Deer?
The antler had grown. I think it was an elk, and the antler had grown around the tire.
Maybe we should watch where we throw our garbage.
Except for straws.
All right.
Yeah, you've read my book, Too Many Turtles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, widely debunked.
Have you read my new book, The Wrong Side of History, with Tom Griswold again?
I believe Too Many Turtles is on the New York Times worst sellers list.
So my 8-year-old did her book report on sea turtles.
Yeah.
And we did a, she and her mom made this beautiful thing of the shoebox, and it looked like the ocean with the turtles in it. And we have a little song that we wrote. And so then at lunch the
Jeff
other day.
Steve come on over, put horns on it.
Actually, Steve helped me with it.
There you go.
We
you understand this is for these lessons that she's learning is it. For her.
Not for you.
You're not taking
She's
art
supposed
class.
To be doing it.
It is never too early to teach a child that the best songs have real horns on them and that synthesizers are evil. Sorry, where was I?
Didn't you do his papier-mâché shark, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. We've done all of these kids' projects.
What I remember was getting a lot of sleep that night.
Yeah, for you. Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Dad finished this.
And guess which Tom we got? Well, Sleepy Krabby Tom.
Yeah. But
can I point out, though, is I wanted to make the shark, I just wanted to cut it out of styrofoam.
Right.
I wanted to do it easy. He goes, oh, no, you can't do that. We're going to make a wooden frame and then use chicken wire and papier-mâché over the chicken wire.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to do it, but I wanted to do it my way. And he goes, oh, we got to do this the right way. Mm-hmm. I was a master carpenter.
You helped.
I helped.
Not for long, but you helped a little bit.
Who got the grade? You or Willie?
You helped paint it. The point is, so she's all into these sea turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Been having lunch yesterday.
Does she know her dad's one of the leading proponents of giving turtles straws?
Yeah, then she goes, you know, those plastic straws are killing turtles, Daddy. Oh. So I had to explain to her that.
Oh,
who was drinking out of the straw? You or her?
Me.
Oh.
You explained to her.
Yeah,
your
what did
reality.
You explain to her?
Yeah.
That those people are wrong. And
those
that we need to make more plastic straws. No, we need to, as a culture, figure out a way to dispose of them.
Yes, we do, but we can't. And so you have to.
Well, I don't think my particular straw is going to make it to the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm telling you, it gets ground up into the waterbed and then it does eventually.
Okay, right. Very good. I'm sorry.
Science.
You're a menace.
Again, that's why I wrote Too Many Turtles. and it's on the shelf right next to Chick's new book.
The
Burden on Society.
The Gray Menace.
Yeah, about the senior citizen cabal. Uh-huh. That
they're not only stealing our sweetener and our ketchup packets from restaurants, they're squeezing our future out of us. Okay?
And yeah, you're costing us valuable time is your main...
Exactly, right. Yes. Well, time is running out to get rid of these people.
More air.
Yeah. Remove them from the teat of old government, you say.
Step aside.
Very good.
Chick, I couldn't...
Go ahead, Willie.
I couldn't believe it, Chick. Over the weekend, I saw the senior citizen. They pulled up right in front of the grocery store. They turned on their flashers, and they just walked right in the store. And I go, look at this menace.
Yeah.
That was Chick.
That was me.
Am I the only one who hates the term senior citizen?
I don't mind it.
It sounds like they're in some kind of militia. They're old people.
Well, I guess somebody assumed or decided old people was too blunt.
Hmm.
So is your citizenry that important to you, Josh?
Are you a junior citizen?
Oh, I like that.
I'm just asking.
Oh, then I'm a freshman citizen?
Yeah, sure.
Josh Arnold, junior citizen today.
No, I'm a sophomoric citizen.
That's true.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
That was cute, right?
I'm sorry, Christy.
Very cute. An Oregon man captured photos of an unusual encounter. He came upon an extremely rare animal, a Sierra Nevada red fox.
Hey,
you big dummy.
Everybody's got to relax.
You got to wash your ass.
Man, that's funny, Red. Nothing's funny. I'm coming, Elizabeth.
A great song, even without knowing that it was a theme song to a television show.
Yes.
I think. Very cool.
Loud!
Yeah, it was insanely loud, you lunatic.
Now, what the hell are you doing?
I'll have Eddie fix that.
Oh, he can fix it. Yeah,
Red Fox's name, John Elroy Sanford.
His real name isn't Red Fox?
St. Louis, Missouri in 1912.
Is that why they called it Sanford and Son?
Yep, and he was notorious for the so-called party albums.
Oh, yeah, filthy.
The filthiest comedy albums, very underground and hilariously funny.
We're not talking about comics. We're talking about the rarest of mammals.
Oh, sorry.
Alan Miles of Bend, Oregon said he was in the parking lot Skyliner and Mount Bachelor when he saw another person taking photos of the animal. He said, quote, I just walked up, took pictures, and it really wasn't afraid.
I wasn't afraid.
Or had any fear of machines or myself.
According I'm to never afraid of myself. I'm confident. I'm Alan Miles.
Doing his own show over there. I have no idea what's going on.
It's the Alan Miles Hour.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.